All right. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is all about the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a wife, a mom of two, a senior pastor, a certified life strategist, prophetess, and founder of Daughter LLC, a private practice of women's ministry and movement, bless the Lord, that offers a wide variety of services such as coaching, counseling, products, books, and above all, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to his daughters. Amen. If you are interested in a free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything we have to offer, please feel free to email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com, or you can head to our website, www.daughterllc.com. Or you can direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at DaughterHSV. Also, if you would like to book me for a ministry engagement, you can also email me at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com, or you can go to the link tree in our Instagram bio at DaughterHSV, and there's a ministry request form in that link tree bio. In the link tree in my bio, there is a ministry request form. You can go there. All right, family. So, I don't know if y'all can hear it. I'm a lot of breath. I've been running up and down the stairs, and I could feel it. Bless the Lord. Whew. We're here. We're ready to go. I'm so excited to be headed into this new episode. We've already prayed off camera, because you guys know it takes me 500, 600 takes before we get to the final one that goes out for us. I'm excited to be back with a new episode of this season. The name of this season, season four of the Daughter Podcast, called The Power of a Woman. Amen. And so we're going in depth. I believe it's episode three of season four. And family, we're getting into a topic. I believe this is going to be the name of the episode. I really do. Let's pray it is when by the time this comes out. But I am excited about this episode, and I want to get into something that you may or may not agree with, you know, but I think it's important that we talk about that. You have a better understanding of self and have a better understanding of each other, and really enjoying this beautiful journey of womanhood. Bless the Lord. And we're talking about the nature of a woman, the nature of a woman. That's what this episode's focus is about. Okay. So I want to start here. A couple months back, I had a meeting with one of my spiritual daughters. Well, me and my husband did together. But that morning, the meeting wasn't until that evening. I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't prepping for it. It wasn't the type of thing where I needed to prep for. And I was waking up, just opening my eyes, and I heard the Lord whisper in my ear, "I am very gentle with my daughters." Now, when you first wake up in the morning, you're a little bewildered, okay? I didn't know what he was hitting on. I was sleepy. I had crust in my eyes. I didn't know what he was on. I didn't even understand why I heard that. I hadn't prayed any special prayers. I wasn't prepping for anything. The only thing that was in alignment with that statement was that I had a meeting with one of my spiritual daughters that evening. And so, at the time, I had no idea what God was hitting on. But now, looking back, I truly believe the Lord was giving me insight. He was giving me insight into, yes, spiritual mothering, spiritual parenting, parenting of any kind. But I also think the Lord was giving me insight into womanhood, giving me insight into other women. Okay. Because number one, the Lord is our example in how we do everything, all things, right? And I think when we think about femininity, when we think about womanhood, we equate that as something that God is separate from, or he may have knowledge of, but he's not really in there on. And we don't realize that, you know, God has a feminine side. And some people, that may be hard to hear, or that may be blasphemy, because God's a he. Listen, the Lord is not a cross-dresser. The Lord is not homosexual. The Lord is not struggling with gender identity. God is not a human. Okay? And so everything that we are, all of us, God made male, God made female, made in his image and likeness, right? So that means that there is a feminine side of God. There is a mothering side of God. There is a a womanly side of God in the sense of the aspect of his nature that we carry, right, as women. And so he's not just telling me how to mother, but he's also talking to me about how he engages with women, which means that's how we should engage with women. And we're going to get into it. But digging further into it, I want to talk about three key components, right? Now, women are wired for a lot of different things. Okay. All right. I talked a little bit about this in the previous episode right before this one. You know, everything about us is not necessarily gender specific. Some things are, we're individuals. So it's not necessarily about all women. This is just something that is a quirk of Samantha's. This is a way about Johnny. Okay. And then there's some things that are across the board for all women. And the things I'm going to talk about, according to scripture, are across the board for all women. Now, you may not agree with me. You may feel like it don't work with your personality. You may have convinced yourself otherwise. That is a conversation between you and the Lord, between you and the Holy Ghost, between you and the Father. I will never try to insert my toe into that. But according to the Word of God, okay, according to even things God has spoken to me personally, this is how the Lord engages women. Okay. This is how he wired us across the board. All right. Some of you are going to hear this and clap your hands. Yes, honey, say that because you agree with me and you're already on board. And some of you might not agree. And I just say, hey, if you don't agree with me, just pray about it. Don't even go there. Just pray about it. Okay. But number one, I really want to get into the fact that women were wired across the board, all women, Asian women, white women, Black women, Hispanic women, Afro-Latina women, okay, whichever one it is. We are wired by God to be cherished and to be adored. We are wired by God to be cherished and to be adored, right? That's not evil. That's not unholy. That's not vain. And some of you may not want to hear that because that may send a message to you that women are not seen as brilliant or smart or capable or all of the other details. But hear me. I think we don't actually have a healthy understanding of what it means to be cherished and what it means to be adored. And when we think about that concept, we just go to looks. There's so many things when we talk about women, we go into the outer appearance, understanding that we are deep and vastly complicated individuals. Okay. And so when God is talking about how he wired a woman, there is a depth that is not easy to describe or to explain. There is a unique essence that you carry down to your bone marrow that cannot be explained by anyone else but God. All right. So we are not shallow creatures. All right. We are deeply complicated, deeply vast, deeply brilliant. Some of the most brilliant people in the world are women. Okay. Not saying, because sometimes you got to make these disclaimers, not saying that there aren't really, really brilliant men in the world. This is just an episode that is focused on women. So just rock with me. Okay. But women are designed by God to be cherished and to be adored. You see that when Adam first met Eve. You see that in the book of Esther. You see that in so many different stories throughout the scriptures, so many different things that are spoken. Even the mandate on men, love your wife like Christ loved the church. And what did Christ do? He gave his life for her. That's adoration, right? Actually, looking it up, the definition of adore actually means to love and to respect. So to adore you is not to just look at your booty, okay? To adore you is not just to look at your beauty, okay? To adore you is not just to appreciate your looks, you know, but to adore someone is to respect them. Meaning, in order to truly cherish you and in order to truly adore you, I have to cherish and adore your mind. Cherish and adore your suggestions. Cherish and adore what you bring to the table. Cherish and adore your dreams, your goals, your visions, what God has set out for you to do and who he's called you to be. Cherish and adore your brilliance. Ladies, there is a brilliance that we carry, right? That's why as soon as, you know, I think we all heard this thing, it's been viral on social media, give a woman a house, she'll make it a home. Give a woman a food, she'll make it a meal. Right? That's a level of brilliance that we carry. And you got to take it even out of a stereotypical box, because every woman may not be graced at cooking and cleaning. I know nobody want to hear that, but that's true. Some women have to learn and work on that. But there's other things that are spiritual, that are in depth, that she brings into the life of a man that is like no one and nothing else. There is a thing that things that women bring to the life of children, male children and female children, that nobody else can bring. Like a woman is, again, we were born to be solutionists. We are an answer to a problem. We are an answer to a problem. Okay. It was not good for man to be alone. So what did he do? He created a woman. A woman was there to deal with the issue of loneliness. The woman was there to deal with the issue of partnership. The woman came and brought strategy and vision and clarity and direction into the life of Adam that was not present before she got there. Okay. And so it's understanding that women were wired by God to be cherished and to be adored. Right. And so some of you with great love, you're having a hard time in your dating life because you think you're asking too much. But the things that you're designed, you're wanting, you're wired for. Just because somebody doesn't want to give you what you're made for doesn't mean that you stop needing it. You stop being wired for it. Understand, like, there are greater consequences to settling besides I just didn't get what I wanted. There is a void that will never be filled. There is an itch that will never be scratched because you have settled with this person. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean this man needs to be perfect. Okay, because here's the thing: what we're dealing with when it comes to the concept of being cherished, and when it comes to being adored and loved the right way, the God-inspiring way, the world has perverted it and given you an image of what that looks like that does not line up with the Word of God, nor does it line up with the ways or the heart of God. All right, so a man taking you to a restaurant that he cannot afford is not proving to you that he cherishes you. Like, y'all, there's this whole thing on social media about being a luxury woman. And I'm just keep it real. A kingdom woman is a luxury woman. That if you want to know what that is, a Proverbs 31 woman is a luxury woman. That's actually what it is. That's actually what it is. All this, she needs to own Chanel this and look. You may not even make that much money. Everybody not even called to make the same amount of money. Okay. And that, now she can never be a luxury woman because she's living within her means. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. God loves blue collar men. Okay. I don't know what this is out here. I don't know what it is, but God loves blue collar men, y'all. Every man is not going to be rich. Every man does not need to take you to Ruth Chris. Okay. Every man doesn't need, you know what I'm saying? Buy you diamonds or pay your mortgage. And he just met you. You're not his wife. You're not even anybody he's taking seriously. And he's supposed to break the bank to prove to you that you're worth something. That's a perversion. Okay. But the fact that that's even a thing proves that foundationally women are aware that there's a way that I'm supposed to be taken care of and loved and treated and honored that I can't live without. I don't mean you don't have hard seasons in a relationship, but at the end of the day, you are wired by God to be cherished and adored. So not the perverted version of that, but the kingdom version of that. This man honors the words that come out of your mouth. He does not look down upon you because of gender or because of education or because of who you don't know. Like, he values the words that come out of your mouth. If we have a look at the story of Esther, I'm going to go here. Y'all, I feel like I'm about to go off on a rabbit trail. So just stay with me. But if we look at the story of Esther, okay, there are two things that I think are so profound about that reality. Number one, Esther was being primed to be a political leader by God and to save a generation of people from mass genocide. Okay. And then when we think of the story of Esther, we think of like the beauty queen story, but in reality, that was only like a section of the story. At the end, the vast majority of the story was about Esther becoming a queen and a world leader. And the reality is, okay, yeah, I'm going off on somewhere else. I feel the Lord taking me somewhere else, and we're just going to go with it. The reality is, God, in the process of preparing her to be a world leader, she had to go through almost a year worth of beauty treatments. We look at that and we just, what does that got to do with making laws? What does that got to, because it's understanding that there is a way that the world is going to engage with a woman, and especially going to engage with a queen. Okay. It was like, it's going to sound crazy. She needed to be soft enough for her assignment. She needed to be soft enough for her assignment. Sometimes, y'all, it's not easy to cherish and adore you. You make it hard. And I don't mean that you need to act like a ditz or act like you're not brilliant or tone down your, you know, what you bring to the table. But again, sometimes this basic information, a woman is wired to be cherished and adored, and letting yourself receive that, embrace it. You have to be someone that is easy to do so, meaning you're not fighting it. You're not trying to prove yourself. You're not at war with it. You're accepting the fact that this is how God desires for me to be treated, to be loved, and to be cared for. This is good. Okay. It's understanding that you look at the life of Esther. She literally went through all these different things, right? In order to be queen, to be a world leader. But also when you look at the relationship she had between her and the king, right? It was illegal for a queen to come to a king without being summoned for, right? God ain't with that. That was the order of that country in that time. But the fact that he bypassed the law and pulled out his scepter so that she can come and speak to him, even though it was unannounced and he was in the middle of other things that he was doing, was because of a cherishing he had of her. He loved her. He cherished her. He adored her. So he wanted to hear what she had to say. He wanted to hear what she thought about things. He wanted her perspective. If you read the ending chapters of the book of Esther, he's still saying the same thing. What do you desire, even if it's up to the half of my kingdom? So at this point, it wasn't just that she saved the country, saved the people from mass genocide. She was continuously making laws. She was continuously ruling. She was continuously in a position of high leadership because this man cherished and adored her. It was so much more than, yes, she's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. He cherished her, the person. Ladies, in your dating life, you want to be with a man that cherishes and adores you, not just how you look, not just what you can do for him, not just your ability to make him feel good, not just your ability to be a like, you don't want a man that treats you like an accessory. Okay, you are here to be an accessory while I build my personal empire. You want a man that adores you and wants you to come into his life as a partner. Come into his life as a partner and help him build. Baby, you bring something that I just can't. You bring something to the life of our children that I just can't. This is how you were wired by God to be treated. That's why a father is so important in the life of a daughter. I'm sorry. Like you don't, a daughter doesn't get to a certain age and say, okay, mama can take it over because I'm done. Like, you don't understand. Like, a man's voice in your daughter's life is going to be important even after she's married. Let's just keep it real. A dad is so important in the life of a daughter. My God, that's why God don't give kids to one gender. He gives kids to parents because both parents are instrumental throughout their life. Regardless of gender. As a matter of fact, the gender is going to show you the specifics that you're drilling into. But at the end of the day, both kids desperately need a mother and desperately need a father, right? And so with all that to be said, you want to be with a man that's going to cherish and adore you as a person, as a woman. First time Adam saw Eve, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. He didn't just see that she was fine, and I believe that she was. He saw the other half of himself. So a man that does not cherish himself can't cherish you. A man that doesn't protect his own purity can't give it to you, because when you become one, you are the other part of him. Sometimes he can't treat you good because you don't know how he treats himself when ain't nobody looking and it's dark. Women were wired by God to be cherished and to be adored. It is holy. Yes, the enemy pervert it and make it into something vain. Yes. As the enemy perverts stuff and make it into something ridiculous. Yes. But at the foundation, is it good? Yes. God's ways and laws don't become ugly because somebody tried to make it ugly. Family, we can't change that. There is something in you that is wired for that, and it's going to always be there. No matter how much you try to act like you don't care about. If anybody ever seen the movie The Devil Wears Prada, Andy, her character, acted like she was above fashion, beauty, and anything that made her feel like a woman. Because she was trying to prove that she was this brilliant writer, not understanding that femininity does not war against brilliance. It partners with it. That's another conversation for another episode, okay? But Miranda Priestly had to humble her. How she treated her was wrong, disrespectful. You should not treat your employees like that. I do not agree. I am not in agreement with these things. But she had to help her realize, no, this is what you like. You just don't know what you're doing. Like, you just don't know. Nigel had to come in and really teach her from scratch. Do this. Go here. Wear this. This is what flatters your frame. This is what works for you. This is what doesn't work for you. X, Y, Z. And before you knew it, she did it without thinking about it. To where he said, my work is here, is done. Because without thinking about it, it starts to just come out of her because it's who you are. There was a way she began to feel when that man started paying her attention. Because this is how that's how you got to listen. That's why we got to guard ourselves from temptation the way that we do. Because you're wired for something. Sometimes you fall into the same traps because you haven't accepted this is how you are. Like, there are certain things I can't be around because I know how I am. I know what I'm attracted to. I know my proclivities. I understand. And I'm going to partner with God in the keeping from temptation. Okay. But we're wired by God to be cherished and to be adored. You're not doing too much. You're not asking for too much. And listen, you start to live your life differently. You start to carry yourself differently when you understand that reality. Like, this is that's what it should be like. This is how it should be. Sometimes there are men like y'all, they're not chauvinists. They're not sexist. They actually have a high esteem and an honor for a woman, and they're trying to show you that. But you got to let yourself have it. Let yourself be cherished. Let yourself be adored. Let yourself be loved. Let yourself be respected. And the first person to teach you that is God. That's your daddy. Listen, if the Bible says, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Where your mama and your daddy did not give you certain things. It doesn't matter because God has every intention of becoming the thing that you didn't have. There are certain things that women can only get from their mom. And then there are certain things that women can only get from their dad. Let God become whichever one that you need so that you will see yourself as worthy of what you're made for. So that you will see yourself as worthy of what you're made for. Ladies, we've all been in places where we have settled. But settling has greater consequences. Settling is not just going to be, okay, I can live without it. No, you can't. Let me tell you from a counseling perspective, how many people have learned to live without things that they really need? And then 10 years down the road, you have this deep longing that you cannot fulfill and you're drowning and you don't know why you're battling depression because you settled 10 years back. You just because you don't feel like you need this doesn't mean you don't need this. Let God tell you what you need and what you don't need, not you. Sometimes you just grew up traumatic. So you have learned to live without things that you absolutely need. It's like somebody who grew up and they barely ate growing up because they never had food. And so they think, oh, I'm the kind of person, I don't need to eat a lot. No, you're malnourished. You're starving, but you don't know it. And it's not. And when you're about 35, it's going to hit you that you are so hungry. And you're going to go into a depression because you can't get yourself to eat past a certain point because you've convinced yourself you don't need something that you do. So that's why we have our beautiful Heavenly Father. Lord, show me where I have not allowed myself to be cherished, where I have not allowed myself to be adored, where I have not allowed myself to be respected and to be loved. And I have warred against it and I have fought against it, where I think I'm okay and I'm not. Watch, the Lord has much to say. Much to say. Okay. Another thing, women were wired by God to feel safe. Now, here's the thing. Safety is a people thing. as humans, we're wired to be feel safe. But there's a reason why there's a stereotype, men are protectors and providers, because there is something in us as women that we're wired by God to feel safe. When I say safe, I'm not just talking about you feel like your man will shoot somebody for you or he'll beat up somebody for you. Because God may not give you a man that's quick to get in a fight. That's not safety. That's just a man that may have some anger issues. You know, they might, you know, might be a little unhinged. Okay. That's not the same thing. Not the same thing. No, what I'm talking about is the word safety is broad. It has different dimensions and different layers and different nuances. And so when we're talking about safety, we're also dealing with the safety of your heart, the safety of your opinion, the safety of your fears, your insecurity. Is he somebody I could tell my insecurities to? Is this a relationship somebody that I can tell my insecurities to? I wanna pause here and say this. There's an old saying that says, treat others the way you want to be treated. As I was praying about this podcast episode, the Lord brought something to my attention. He really brought to me how women are with other women. Not how women are with other men or how men are with other women. I'm talking about how women are with women. And y'all, we're not gentle with each other. But we want the world to... I just think there's some perspectives that we don't understand that, y'all, if you need it, then her across from you, she's going to need it too. But we kind of are ready to make all the changes and all the modifications to have healthy male relationships. But you'll drop your sister off on the side of the street like she ain't nobody. Now, hear me. This is not saying keep somebody in your life that God says is no to. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is safety is not just in male to female relationships. They're also in female to female relationships, right? There's a way that we need to engage with one another that is safe because we are wired with a need to feel safe. That's why so many women don't have no friends. Because we're still looking for safety, even though you're another woman. I'm still looking for safety. Not just from guys, right? Because we're wired by God to desire a level of safety, right? That is a human thing, but that is especially for a woman, right? Y'all, we were not designed by God to have 75 million boyfriends because each of those breakups have a negative effect. Each of those traumas that you've gone through with each man makes the next man a little bit more scary to be around or to date or to give your heart to. Again, we're talking about safety. You know, what makes a person safe? Can I give my insecurities to you? Can I give my shame to you? Can I give my trauma to you? Will you bear my burdens with me as a friend? And I even say that with men too, because a man is your friend before he is your husband. Okay. You know, and so all those different things, is he safe? Is this safe? Because we're wired for safety. We deeply need to feel safe in whatever situation that we are in. That's people, period. Men, women, child. But right now we're focusing especially on women. Okay. There is a safety. Right. That we look as what, you know, as sexist as it was in the Bible for women's entire income to be attached to a man. That was I just do not think the Lord is in that at all. But at the same time, the concept was probably perverted from a holy place of women needing to be taken care of. That's not evil, y'all. That's not evil, y'all. Listen, you could be a millionaire. You can make your own money, honey. OK, you could be IND. There is still something in you that wants somebody to come along and take care of you. Not because you can't afford to take care of yourself. Like, that's a relationship, y'all. You know how many things in my marriage I don't do? Not because I can't, but my husband gonna look at me and say, you don't have to. You married. You have me. There are things my husband doesn't do. Y'all, my husband cooked dinner two nights this week and that blessed me. You know why it blessed me? Because I do most of the cooking. Can my husband cook? Yes. Does he have to? No. He's married. That's called serving one another. It's honoring one another. You know what I mean? And as people, we need a sense of safety in our relationships, but especially women, y'all. We need safety across the board. Okay? And so you were wired by God to be loved, to be adored, right? To be cherished, and to be safe. Listen, God is a girl dad. Okay, I've heard that so many times, but it's true. He's a boy dad too, but he's a girl dad, meaning you let him set up your life, he's gonna always put you in a position to be taken care of. Not because you can't take care of yourself, but you don't have to. Not in a position that you're not major, you're not a leader. You know what I'm saying? Like, I talked about this a little bit in the past episode. Nobody's more in the business of you being a CEO than God. Nobody's more in the business of you being a woman leader like God. Nobody wants this like he does. But there's still a safety net. There's still a caring, a cherishing, a loving, an adoring, a seeing about, a watching over that God has with his daughters that it's just not going to leave just because you're in leadership. If anything, you need it more now because you are in leadership. You are his child. That's it. That's it. So we are wired to be cherished and adored. We are wired to feel safe. And y'all, we are wired to be loved. We are made in the image and likeness of love personified. It is not normal for you to not know love. It is not normal for you to not be known deeply. And some of you have had really, I'm gonna just be so transparent. I'm gonna be so transparent because I've heard a lot of stories as a counselor, and I have my own stories as well. Some of us have grown up in such traumatic situations that there are just so many things that aren't normal to us that should be. And love is on the top of the list. You can't do anything else in ministry and in church if you don't get that. If that hasn't hit you, like that's a reoccurring message. You are in deep need to be loved and cared for and seen and doted on. You don't age out of that. You don't grow out of that. You don't go from girl to woman and now you don't need it. No, you need it on a greater level. You need it differently now because you are grown. As a way you want your mom and your dad to love you as a grown woman than it didn't in the way that they loved you when you were a baby. But at no point do you ever say, "Mom and dad, your job is done. I'm good now. I don't need it anymore." Yes. Yes, God, you do. A lot of times we have a hard time giving that to other people because you have not given it first to yourself. You don't know what it feels like. You don't know what it tastes like. You don't know how to live your life loved, liked, adored, seen, known, respected, valued. Some of you, everything is a fight. Everything is a proving of oneself. Everything is a job or labor. And that is not what God intended. That is not what God intended. You are wired to be loved. Why did, like, more than all the commandments God can give men? Love your wife, meaning I don't care how much you run in things, humble yourself and love my daughter to the point where you would give your life for her. You can't tell me submission wouldn't rise up in your heart for a man that would do that for you. Think about the way we submit to Christ. He gave his life for us, and he is not apologetic about it. It wasn't something he had to do because I'm God, and no, he deemed you worth it. You got to find your identity in that. I am a woman who is worth it. I'm worth it all, and I will not settle for less. I will not ask for something ridiculous, but I will not settle for less. So, ladies, before we even go in these future episodes and we get into some, conversations, okay? I want you to remember that. You are wired to be cherished. You are wired to be adored. You are wired to feel safe. You are wired to be loved, and you cannot compromise on that. And the first place that you get it is an intimacy with him before a man. Because guess what? A man is human and fallible, and it's not going to always look like it or feel like it. And even your female relationships, some of your friends, they are learning how to be a friend from you. And so you got to give them grace, and y'all got to work through it. But your heavenly Father is not going to miss a beat. Let yourself every day be immersed. I don't know why I want to cry here, but let yourself be immersed in that. Where you didn't feel cherished before, let yourself feel cherished now. When you didn't feel loved or seen or beautiful or enough, then you get to have it now. Old things have passed away. I feel like I can say the scripture every day because it relates to something. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. You have a new life and you are a new woman. And now you have to embrace your new standard, your new reality. Royals do not expect anything less. So why do you? All right, family, we're going to cap it off right there before I start weeping on this podcast. But family, if you would like to book a session with me once again, one-on-one, please visit our website at www.daughterllc.com. As well as family, we have our hair and scalp oil. About 3 years ago, the Lord gave me a prophetic dream, giving me the formulation for a hair and scalp oil, and it works wonders for my hair. And so please check it out. Eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. We recently restocked, and so it is available. You can head to our link tree at Daughter HSB or Pamper Beauty 24 and pick that up. I also do live Bible studies now every other Thursday. We took a break and now we are back starting a new book, the Book of Romans. I'll be starting this week. You can watch those live on Facebook at Daughter HSV on Facebook, as well as I have two books that you can purchase. The first one is called Feel So Good to Be Loved. It's a 21-day devotional, and every chapter is a day. And I have an in-depth discussion questions that really help you do the work and really grow closer to the Lord, as well as my second book, Significant. Y'all, I read my own book recently because I needed to be reminded, okay? Bless my whole life. Significant, slaying the demon of low self-esteem and stepping back into your day one significance. Both of those books are available on Amazon.com and Kindle. All right, family, I love you guys and I see you next episode.